it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark. I grabbed my guys, Brendan and Jared, from Bulwark HQ, who have been down monitoring and videoing the disaster, the comedic disaster that is the Great American State Fair. And we have some really hilarious clips for you. Sometimes it's important just to point and laugh. You know? Sometimes pointing and laughing is soul nourishing. And so we did that for you. We had a funny discussion, the three of us. And right before we were about to provide it to you all, a new video happened. Something else happened at the Great American State Fair that is so funny, I had to do an opening bit so that we could all watch it together. So buckle up. Here it comes. There's a performance on the main stage where Donald Trump will be speaking on Saturday at the Great American State Fair. Oh my God. Thank God the tap dancers from the 1950s were not hurt so we can laugh at that together. Boy, that is something else. It doesn't seem like when they were doing the contracting for the Great American State Fair that they had an open bid process where they brought the best and the brightest to our National Mall to make sure that everything was safe and that it looked nice. There was also some caulking issues, some caulking. Caulking. The caulk was dripping. Anyway, who knows what joys the Great American State Fair will bring us next? Very few people will be there to see it, but we will aggregate the highlights for you on this here Bulwark YouTube page. All right, subscribe to our feed. We got a 4th of July sale. Subscribe to the Bulwark altogether, Bulwark Plus. Get, I don't know, I think it's 14% off. It's good. It's a deal. Go to thebulwark.com/subscribe or you can do it on YouTube. Appreciate everybody. Up next, me and Brendan and Jared. I'm here with my guys, Jared Pullen and Brendan Hartnett. They're doing the real work here at the Bulwark. They're out in the field. They're meeting people. They're rapidly responding to the news. They're briefing me on what's happening in the conservative media. They're doing everything. A lot of hats. And among the things they've been doing was going down to the Great American State Fair. It's not been that great. It's been pretty sad, actually. And so I wanted to kind of pull together some of the saddest clips from the Great American State Fair. So if you at all like are like JVL and get just joy and get fulfilled and get nourishment from sad things happening to Trump, this is the video for you. Before we get to the low light reel, boys, I would like to just hear your impressions being down there. How are things looking? Crowds, you know, the Mounties, et cetera. Brendan, why don't you start?
The first thing I'll say is that it was a little more full than it appeared on TV. I was kind of surprised by that. It's a really big space. So, I mean, there were a decent number of people, pretty spread out, but it was still pretty sparsely attended. I mean, we waited in line for the Ferris wheel, which was free, even though freedom's not free. But we waited for the Ferris wheel for about 15 minutes, probably. And that was really the only, you know, ride to do there. So I can't imagine there are that many people. I think the main takeaway was I left and I was kind of sad a little bit for the country, but also like for the people who made a family vacation out of coming to DC in this terrible weather. And this is what their family trip was going to be for the summer, was coming to the Great American State Fair.
Have you been to actual state fairs, Brendan? Have you been to any? Are you a state fair man, Jared? Or you? Have you been to the what's the big state fair in Mississippi?
So I did not go to that state fair because I didn't grow up in Mississippi. I grew up in Tennessee, but like in college, I knew a lot of people went to that state fair. But like growing up, the county fair was a big thing. And okay. I would say this was probably below the Hamilton County Fair that I grew up going to, especially in terms of the quality of the food, but also in terms of the attendance.
Neshoba County Fair is what I was thinking about. I hear that's fun. Below the Hamilton County, Tennessee Fair, as far as amenities at the Great American State Fair. Boy, that's a tough hit. Do you have any other just big picture observations, Jared, from roaming about?
I was there night one, opening night for the Trump rally. first thing that I realized when I was there was that none of the events had actually opened up yet. So the only thing to do was the PragerU Freedom truck. I actually found out that was the only place that had like really good air conditioning when we went back yesterday, because a lot of the tents, as you went in them, especially later in the day, were extremely hot. On a couple of occasions, the tents actually lost AC. I saw a bunch of cool Puerto Rico bags that were America 250 Puerto Rico bags. I was like, I'm tired of carrying my stuff. I want a bag. Walked over to the Puerto Rico tent and they were closed because their AC was out. There were a couple tents that were closed, actually. Virginia was just closed indefinitely the entire day.
I love that Puerto Rico was honored, though. That would have been news to Tommy Lahren that Puerto Rico is part of America. There are a lot of MAGA commentators that are confused about that during the Bad Bunny performance, as I recall. All right, let's go to the clip. So I guess we'll start first just with the foods. Yeah, when I think of state fair, I've been to many state fairs as a former campaign junkie. I've been to Colorado, Iowa, been here in Louisiana, several state fairs. Food is usually great. I mean, Iowa's famous for the fried stuff, the fried Oreos, et cetera. Pork chop on a stick. You can remember the picture of Pete Buttigieg like really gnawing at that pork chop on a stick. That's the Iowa State Fair. It's yummy. How is the State Fair food on the mall?
It was expensive and not worth the money, and there weren't a lot of options. So we ended up sitting in the grass in the heat, eating our orange chicken, pretzels, and pizza, but none of it was really
worth it. What'd that run you?
$53 plus three waters.
$53 for an orange chicken, a pizza, and a pretzel.
Let's pop a squat. So we have a solid $53 worth of food here. Put three waters, a pretzel, orange chicken.
Chicken with coleslaw and rice, and a personal pepperoni pizza. It tastes like microwave chicken.
This is 100% made in the microwave.
Ugh. The coleslaw is terrible. I don't know what it is, but it's not good.
Let's see. Let's try the
you got to try some of that.
I do not. I'm good. It's Trader Joe's orange chicken. I'm clocking it right now. Am I wrong?
It's definitely just like wholesale chicken. The chicken's fine. The rice is fine. This salad is disgusting, though.
Coleslaw. Try the pretzel.
Or I think the pretzel's probably gonna be the best thing. I am a sucker for a pretzel at anything.
This is what they call in the YouTube community a mukbang.
This actually might be the worst pretzel I've ever had. It's like stale.
Why was orange chicken part of the America 250 State Fair?
They had a whole express hibachi section.
Okay.
Like there was multiple express hibachi options.
So there wasn't like a Chinatown. It wasn't like a little Chinatown. Got it. Okay. Anything? I just help me, Peter. So the tents, each state had a tent, or there's one tent and the states had exhibits within.
So it's like one continuous tent divided up into partitions. And the states that like put a lot of effort into their booth, they typically got like a whole section, but then there were some states we went to, like Maine and Connecticut, that had sort of like a half and half section. And specifically Maine and Connecticut did not have anything inside of their tent other than chairs. So
well, that's nice. A place to sit for Janet Mills. Let's go to some of the videotape. Brendan, we're going to start with you. You were back at the scene of the crime. The masturbation, the pocket pool, the Uncle Sam pocket pool. I'm sure anybody who's here on the YouTube feed is familiar, but if you aren't, there was Manny, a MAGA content creator influencer, was arrested on live stream for wanking it to an acrobatics performance at this Great American State Fair. You went back to try to kind of get a sense of what the energy was like in the space where Manny had cranked the weasel. What did you see? Let's turn that on. What is happening?
I couldn't tell you.
Brendan, you told me there were more people there than you thought. What are you talking about? Brendan.
To be fair, this section's away from where all the states are, but if you're going into the state tents, like some of them were kind of packed, especially earlier in the morning when it was a little bit cooler.
Can we pull that back up one more time, Matt? Is a single act, like a one-man band kind of situation?
Something like that. I don't know. It was not a good display for the National Endowment for the Arts.
Why haven't they taped off the masturbating area? You know, just you'd want to make sure that you want to prevent anybody from getting any contaminants. Okay. Jared, you visited the passport booth, is my understanding. You have it. Is that a real one or a replica?
No, but this is an advertisement that they were giving out in the Department of State booth to get your Trump passport. And I actually joked with Brendan when we were walking in. I was like, I wonder if they have the Trump passport. Not only did they have a giant display of the Trump passport, but they had these little mini ones that you could get to order your Trump passport.
Did they when Trump sent the bleat, I've been discussing this week, he said that the message that the new passport is sending is welcome, but be good, or something to that effect. And that was confusing to me because the passport is what you get if you're leaving the country, not coming. And it seemed like he didn't know what a passport was. Was that message repeated anywhere at the booth, or was that just Donald Trump freelancing?
I think that was just Donald Trump freelancing. I didn't see it. I also didn't read very closely the display, but it is possible that it was on there.
Huh. Were people intrigued by the concept, or how did it look up close and personal? Did it look? Oh, here we go.
There it is.
He looks scary. Yeah, he looks kind of scary, I would say.
Yeah.
I don't know why do we want a scary man on the passport? I don't understand.
This segment is brought to you by the New York Times. Yes, the New York Times sponsoring us. Couldn't be more proud. I've been a fan of the paper ever since I was a kid. Now, you all know Bulwark Takes, we center our work on sharp analysis and commentary, but we can't really give our takes without fact-based reporting. As we covered on this channel, for instance, the Trump family is making billions of dollars since the president returned to office. Well, look, just this week, the Times had an incredible story on this. It came from Ben Protas, Andrew Fuller, Eric Lipton, and many others. They looked at the financials and they discovered that about $1.4 billion of the family's cryptocurrency business had been made just since Trump 2.0 came into effect. They were able to tell the story because the Times has journalists that know where to look, have the expertise in the documents, and they are committed to reporting out those details, and they do it factually and fairly. Those are just a few examples of the results of fact-based reporting that Times has come to personify. They allow you to decide what to think. Without fact-based reporting like this, the rest of us are just kind of guessing. So wherever you seek it out, nationally or locally, support fact-based reporting.
Jared, you also visited a podcast, a live taping of a podcast. Well, actually, before we get to the live taping of the podcast, as you mentioned, you've been there a couple times. You're taking my slot on the Nicole Wallace show a couple days ago because you were there on the first night and you saw everybody leaving during the speech. So I guess the speech, was that the most full it's been was for the Trump speech?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Right before the speech started, it was pretty packed.
So if you're using that as a baseline, all right, so you were there, bunch of people leaving, people filing out. They were just kind of hot and disappointed, I guess, or just bored.
I think they were leaving mostly, like a lot of people were there to see the spectacle, see the flyovers, but like they weren't necessarily like the biggest Trump supporters. I mean, the front row Joes were up in the front, but like people in the back were heading for the exits. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't need to kind of just hear the same old shtick about him listing out all the states that he's won. So using that as a baseline, now you go back and you're there for a live performance of the Ashley Davis podcast. Not one that I'm that familiar with. Don't really see that in the rankings, in the charts when I see how I'm doing compared to Candace, which I only check once a day. The Ashley Davis podcast, but I don't know. Maybe it has a stealth following. Let's take a look.
And since a lot of people here may not be familiar with us, why don't we go each round real quick and introduce ourselves? Chuck.
Chuck Rowe, I'm here. I'm in living colors. Glad to be here.
What time was that?
So that was at 5 o'clock. It was from the 5 to 6 o'clock hour. I showed
5
up,
o'clock. That's like prime time.
Yeah, it was prime time. I showed up about 3 minutes before, sat in the grass, and I was the only person there when they started, but a couple people piled in. I went and walked around after I took that video, came back 30 minutes later. The crowd was the same.
Oh, well, there was a bunch of other religious stuff there. I guess it was okay, I guess. But what was like the sense of that? I mean, did you guys kind of see that around?
So there's the David tent that is always on the mall. That was there, and you could walk in. It's like a 24/7 evangelical revival kind of vibe. But okay. I also stumbled into the Faith and Freedom tent, which is like one of their sort of like ad sponsor tents. And you had like a Hillsdale College booth. It looked like there's a podcast set up in there for some evangelical podcast. So there was like a whole section set up for the Faith and Freedom there yeah. on the mall.
Then there's this other guy, David. I don't know if you guys saw this, who posted inside a tent that had the U.S. flag and the Israeli flag, which is kind of a strange choice for the Great American State Fair. It was also an empty tent. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's the David tent that I just referenced.
That is the David
yeah.
tent.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
There's also a pool in the back to get baptized, which I wanted to do, but I was told it would be inappropriate.
Okay. Have you ever been baptized, Brendan? Are you
technically yes, but I am.
What do you mean
not
technically? This is kind of a yes or no.
I guess yes. I'm not a religious person at all, nor is my family. So
okay. Well, there you go. Israeli flag and orange chicken at the Great American State Fair. I want to go next to. They seem to have some sensitivity about the emptiness of the fair. Dr. Oz and my man, Dean Kane, my guy, me and Dean, it's been a minute since we had our debate. He became an ICE agent. Can we once again watch Dean Kane, you know, doing the training session to become an ICE agent? It's my favorite video.
And so this time, Dean Kane isn't flying there. He's going through that obstacle course and training to be an honorary ICE agent. He was working hard out there.
There he is. He's crawling over. Dean's raw athleticism there on display. I guess he's on a leave of absence from his work doing mass deportations. Him and Dr. Oz were on the stage. Let's take a look at that.
It's a huge space, and it's just going to get more and more crowded as the week goes on.
It's kind of packed compared to the Ashley Davis podcast.
We have people Joanna has, like Stacey Garrity. That woman's going to be next governor of Pennsylvania.
There
right
we
there.
Go.
Yep, look hello, at her. Governor. That beautiful red.
There's a ton of people here, he says to 17 people. And you know who's coming? The lady who's about to get schlonged in the governor's race by Josh Shapiro by 30 points. How did you guys miss Dean? You just didn't see, that on the calendar? You got a lot of other stuff happening?
It was a different day, so.
Okay.
We had Ashley Davis. They got Dean and Oz.
We missed Usha Vance. Usha Vance was there in the morning about an hour before we got there. Ooh. We found out.
Okay, yeah, was there a lot of buzz about that?
They put out a tweet, but it was like a bookmark competition where a bunch of kids made bookmarks. So, like, it was...
That's sweet.
I never
That's
heard
cute.
A sweet thing.
Okay. I want to close... I'm just going to be honest with the viewer. When we decide what type of content we want to make, generally it's something that made me laugh really loud or made me mad. And I'm like, we have to do something about this. So we built this whole video around this next, or the purpose of this video was that I was adamant that I had to discuss on the YouTube for you guys this next clip we're about to show you. This is Michael Knowles of the Daily Wire. Michael Knowles, who is a renowned homophobe, who is also in a gay porn. At one time, you know, just interesting life choice. It was kind of a soft core. It was porn is maybe accuracy is important at the Bulwark. He was in a amateur movie where he's in bed with another man. Take that for what it's worth. Michael, for some reason on his podcast live at the mall, it's according to our friends at Media Matters for America that got this video. He's debating a 10-year-old, is that right, about the Salem witch trials. Let's give this a watch.
But the one area where the Salem witch trials went a little far is, I would say, they weren't organized enough. So you had these, like, random judges, you know, kind of burning these ladies. I don't know if they were guilty or not, but I think more, if it were more formalized, built up a little bit more, maybe with like a grand inquisitor or something, that would have been a better way to do it. I am so impressed
So honoring 250 with Michael Knowles talking about how he wishes the Salem witch trials were bigger, badder, had more women burned. I don't know. I mean, you wonder why the crown isn't that big, Jared. I don't know. You seem to be mulling this.
It's just an interesting debate to be having with a 10-year-old. Like, I would like to have a little bit more context as to how this debate started and how he got the 10-year-old on stage. Do we have the video of the crowd as well? Because once again, this was another... Okay, yeah. Here we go.
You can hear the 10-year-old there. Well, that's the biggest crowd we've seen there. Like, maybe 42 people there watching this debate. I'm hoping the 10-year-old mugged him. If anybody out there has the full video of Michael Knowles debating the 10-year-old in the Salem witch trials, please email it to us. We do have a tips line, theborg.com/tips, theborg.com/tips. Guys, what else I miss? Any other lowlights? You didn't see anybody else spanking it on the mall or, you know, anything else worth noting for the audience?
I mean, we did see a lumberjack off, which... Yeah, I mean, that was interesting. That was my first time.
Tell me more.
I think the technical term is a lumberjack contest.
do they contest?
There were four guys with saws and...
chainsaws, to be specific.
Chainsaws and wooden rods, and they were going to town, just chainsawing the wood.
It was also one of the most well-attended events that we... attended while we were there. It was in the rodeo pen, and they had just like a full lumberjack competition. It was, I think, a bunch of like semi-pro lumberjacks is how they build it, and they did like axe throwing and chainsaw stuff. We just stayed for the chainsaws, but there was axe throwing later on in the lumberjack off.
We'll leave it at the lumberjack off. Thanks, guys. Jared and Brendan, appreciate you for your intrepid reporting. I hope this brought everybody a little joy as we head into the holiday weekend. As mentioned at the top, we have a promotion, 4th of July promotion. Go do it. Sign up, theborg.com/subscribe, or subscribe to the feed right here on YouTube. We'll be seeing you guys soon.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.